With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Lincoln County is actively working to combat invasive species, which are non-native plants, animals, and pathogens that can negatively impact local ecosystems, Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
You may not think of a flowering plant as a problem, but invasive species like purple loosestrife can aggressively invade wetlands, change water chemistry, block waterways, and interfere with local and commercial fishing. Thomas Beauvais with the Lincoln County Land Services Department says one of their largest initiatives is dedicated to containing the plant by using beetles as a biocontrol agent.
The beetle itself is very similar to the monarch caterpillar, where purple loosestrife is its host plant, so it doesn't tend to feed on anything else.
Beauvais says their invasive species program continues to grow annually through grants from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and donations from local lake organizations that matched those state funds. Beauvais notes some invasive animals like rusty crayfish, which damage aquatic vegetation and impacts local fisheries, were brought in through the bait industry. Others, like Chinese mystery snails, which have been present for decades, were originally introduced as released pets.
A lot of people had snails as pets, and then tugging on their heartstrings, they didn't want to kill that pet when they were either moving or wanting to get rid of it, so they let it go in a body of water, and that's how it kind of expanded.
The Lincoln County program encompasses watercraft inspections, monitoring for aquatic invasive species, control efforts, and education and outreach. Beauvais emphasizes the importance of the Clean Boats, Clean Water program not only to prevent new invasive species from entering local waters, but also to prevent existing invasives from spreading elsewhere.
We have a lot of reservoirs here, and a lot of them are connected to the Wisconsin River, and the Wisconsin River runs through the whole state. So when you have, say, something get into Lake Nokomis that feeds into the Wisconsin River, everything downstream throughout the whole state could potentially be impacted.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
A suspect sought after a stabbing in Woodruff is in custody. Woodruff police announced they were looking for 36-year-old Scott Moxham after a stabbing at 11:15 Thursday night in the area of Rudolph Road and Woodridge Lane in the town of Woodruff. He was described as armed and dangerous. Word came Friday morning that he was taken into custody without incident. The stabbing victim had to be taken by air to a medical facility for treatment. A crash in the town of Boulder Junction killed one person. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office got the report of a single vehicle crash Friday night at 10:53 p.m. The wreck was on County Highway K at River Lane. Word was the vehicle had rolled over and multiple people were involved. Two of the three people in the vehicle were taken to Howard Young Medical Center in Woodruff. One was pronounced dead at the hospital. A crash investigation is ongoing. ATVs and UTVs have exploded in popularity in Wisconsin, and that has contributed to a growing number of crashes. Lieutenant Jake Holzclaw, off-road vehicle administrator for the DNR, recently updated the Natural Resources Board on trends being seen. Speed, alcohol, and reckless operation are common factors in crashes. Holzclaw says 85% of the people killed in crashes were not wearing a helmet.
In most situations, a helmet saves lives. We've ran that safety messaging for years, that helmets and seatbelts save lives. 21 out of the 40 fatalities that occurred last year, so over 50%, involved alcohol. You throw alcohol or drugs on board, you're operating one of these, it's just like a motor vehicle. It's going to increase the incident crashes.
69% of crashes happened on public highways and road routes, but some of those involved illegal operation of the machines. There are 324,000 ATVs and 188,000 UTVs registered in Wisconsin. Walleye populations in Franklin Lake and Vilas County have dropped over the decades. The population was once strong, but has been below what's considered a fishable level for the past 20 years. Public input will be sought on a proposed walleye spawning reef that would be built along U.S. Forest Service property to help rehabilitate the walleye population. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invites the public to meet with DNR staff and partners in person. The meeting is Wednesday, August 27th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the VFW post in Eagle River. Results of a 2025 comprehensive survey of Franklin Lake and the changes that have been documented in the fishery over the past 50 years will be discussed. A deer hunter has discovered a rare subtropical wood stork in the wilds of Wisconsin. Horicon Marsh Bird Club President Jeff Balls says a hunter scouting for deer first sighted the bird in a remote section of the Mud Lake Wildlife Area in Columbia County, northeast of Madison. The hunter sent photos of the bird to Balls, who verified the creature was indeed a wood stork. Wood storks are typically found around the Gulf of Mexico and in South America. It's listed as threatened under the Federal Endangered Species Act. Balls says the Wisconsin wood stork is a juvenile that likely became lost. Five former Wisconsin women's basketball players have filed a lawsuit saying they received psychological abuse from ex-Badgers coach Marissa Mosley and that the university responded with a policy of laissez-faire inaction. The lawsuit filed Friday in federal court lists the Wisconsin Board of Regents, Mosley, and former Wisconsin Associate Athletic Director for External Communications Justin Doherty as defendants. Wisconsin spokesman John Lucas said school officials hadn't yet seen the suit and could not comment on it at this time. Mosley announced in March she was resigning for personal reasons. She went 47-75 in four seasons. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.